Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. I'm excited about today's program because I have with me Wendy Walters, who is a personal brander. And you're going to find out today what personal branding is all about from you. And you've been doing this for a number of years, helping people identify who God made them to be. So why don't you share with us a little bit about this whole aspect of personal branding, which I know is going to be new to many.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing when people on purpose discover who they are. And then the way I've approached personal branding is you're coming into agreement with your prophetic identity. So you have to be really clear on who God says you are and how he made you and why you're here. So the more that you're knowing your purpose and knowing who you are, then on you are making sure that everything around you, every word you say, the places you go, the decisions you make, the things you step into, it's coming into agreement with that identity.
Which, but so many people don't even have a clue,
yes,
do they?
Yes.
You know, they go through life and think, well, who am I and what do I have to offer and who has God made me to be?
Right. So the way I help clients a lot of times is I will help them determine who they are not. People really struggle saying, I am this or this is what I like. They even struggle with their passion. But most of us are pretty clear about what we don't like, who we don't want to be like. We have heroes that we want to strive to. We have mentors, people, oh, if I could just be like them.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy to say, but it's really also easy to determine who we are not. So if you're struggling determining who you are or what you want to be, I actually help people start with who I'm not. So I am not jealous. I am not envious. I'm not angry. We decide these things so we can just flip and make the opposite then. If I am not jealous, that means I celebrate others and I get behind people and I celebrate success. And that helps us more and more kind of move in the track of knowing who we are and being in agreement with who God said we are.
Wow, I love it. And, you know, for those of you that are watching right now, I bet you a number of you are sitting there thinking, you know what? I've never thought of before who I actually am. I've just lived my life. I've just been who I am, but I've never really identified myself. But when you identify yourself, you can empower those attributes. And when they're defined, you're then free to be them. And I think oftentimes, until we are defined, we just kind of live in this nebulous,
right,
environment,
right,
of just taking, you know, one day at a time, spinning wheels as we go, but never really being able to hit the mark.
Right.
So I think it is really important. Branding is.
It is. It's definitely, there's the great I am. We know him as the great I am. The great I am lives in me. So when I can come into agreement with the great I am in me and be able to declare I am statements, I have literally had women come to my office and I'll make them put on a cape like a superhero. Mm-hmm. Hands on the hips, and I am, make declarations of who they are. It's just something about that gives you power.
Mm-hmm.
One of my own personal ones is I know my whole life I am an encourager. I am a lifter, like a Barnabas. And God spoke to me, and one of my powerful I am statements is, I am like the tide. When I come into a room, all boats rise. And so I know that, so I'll be in agreement. So even when I'm out and about in a regular grocery store, or if I'm speaking at a conference, doesn't matter. My identity says when I walk into a room, everybody's going to feel lifted. And I'm aware of that so I can agree with it and make sure that I'm not carelessly not living up to it. It's like brand management in a
right.
corporation. It has to match. This is who we are. This is our core. So everything that goes out about us is in alignment with this brand statement.
And in the corporate world, if you're not well branded, it confuses the consumer.
That's right.
And therefore, the actual true brand is is never coming in, you know, it will not come into the success
right.
that its potential has because the consumer's confused.
Yes.
And so when people know, for example, that you are an encourager, you will attract them to you. So you'll be able to be who you are.
That's right. Yeah, listen, a well-rounded arrow pierces no target. And many times we've tried very hard, even our education is trying to create very well-rounded children, and they know a little about a lot. I love to help people know a lot about a little. Mm-hmm. The exact opposite, that you instead, you take time to sharpen your axe. The Bible tells us sharpen the axe.
Right.
Right. So when we take some time to get really clear about things we have a natural interest, a natural bent, a natural gifting for, and we really polish that, we can stand out and stand up and make a difference. I want to make a difference everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. I want to leave behind the fragrance of Christ. And I don't want to confuse people. They don't know who I am and what I stand for. So it's on purpose. I have decided this is who I am. This is what I do. And it makes it easy again for me to make decisions because when things come to me, they might be good things, but I don't have to water down my influence or water down my energy because others can, I can't. It's okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then you can put all your energy into being who you were created to be and
That's
putting
right.
your hand to what you want to be good at.
Right.
So it just will intensify and expand that. So it's awesome.
Even imagine if you're going to fight an enemy, if I just flail my arms around, I've got energy going, but I'm not going to do any damage. Mm-hmm. But think about like a well-trained martial artist. They focus all of the power of their entire body into the palm of their hand, and in one punch
right.
can knock the enemy down.
Right.
And I might have the same amount of energy, but because I'm in every direction,
right.
I don't deliver any blow that matters.
Wow, what a great example.
So as a Christian, I want to focus all that energy into mm-hmm. the power that he gave. If I can focus everything into one punch, I can do damage to the enemy.
Right. Yeah. And if we are anchored in our core
yes.
as to who we are,
yes.
then everything we do, even if we expand into many different directions, it's still going to be that core is what's going to be manifest in every single area that we're serving in. So that when big brands, you know, companies that have a lot of different products, let's
right.
say,
right.
but they're one brand, you can tell whatever the product is going to be true to that brand.
That's right.
So yeah. That's awesome.
So imagine everywhere you go, whether you know it or not, you are leaving a brand impression. Every person you meet on the street, they've had an encounter with the Christ in you. And you've either done that on purpose or you have done that carelessly, casually. And whichever way that is, you know, if you visit a store or a restaurant and you just encounter one clerk with a bad attitude, you encounter one server that mm-hmm. doesn't take care of you well, you know, your opinion of that entire restaurant chain is affected. You
right.
might never go back because of one server or one store clerk. That's the intensity I feel about how I am a representative of Jesus in this earth.
That's a great example. Wow, because people are going to come to know Jesus through us.
Through us.
Through what we are exuding, through what aspect of him in us is shining. That's awesome. You know, I'm just thinking like with ourselves, with our ministry, we, you know, are known, of course, with some apostolic oil, some prophetic oil, evangelism, yeah. revival, all these different things. But the core is love. That is what we're known for. People will always say, oh, it's everlasting love. God loves you with an everlasting love because it's not even that we're great at it yet, but
right.
it's our focus.
Right.
It's what we live for. So that in everything that we do, we learn to love, whether it's a hard circumstance that we're dealing with, or we're dealing with maybe difficult people or a nation that's traumatized or whatever. Our big question is, how can we release the love of God in this situation?
Right.
Or what does love look like
yes.
in this situation? So that core value or core branding determines what you do apostolically. It determines
That's right.
what you do prophetically. It determines what you do evangelistically. It determines everything.
Yeah.
And so even with, you know, if you're a housewife in the home, building that home front, if your value, let's say your core branding is, let's say, joy, that you've got to see joy in everything, then in your home, everything you build within that home is going to have the essence of joy, and people will know you as one who carries joy no matter what. And you will look, whether it's making a meal for your family, or whether you're working at the school for the day with your children, or whether you're having lunch with the neighbors, that you will know that this is what I do. This is who I am. I bring joy to the world around me. And, you know, I think of, you know, when I think of joy, I think of the apostle of joy, who is Georgian Banoff, right?
Yes.
Everybody knows that when Georgian comes on the scene, even though he's a revivalist, he's an evangelist, he's all of the above, that above all, we know Georgian, that he is the apostle of joy, you know, and it just is infectious. It touches everyone.
Right.
And I think that's so beautiful, that every individual, including you that are watching, you can determine, well, who am I? What did God put in me? Who has He made me to be?
Yes.
And then have that be marking everything that we do.
Right. Yeah, it's really important for you to know you have something special. There's something about you that's different than every other person on the earth. God has, He has His fingerprint on you. You have been marked by God. You have an identity that is different than every other person on this planet. There are things that are similar. We have things, but listen, even like with dog breeds, I love to watch the Science Channel with my son, and we were watching a show about dogs, and I was fascinated because the difference between like a giant Doberman Pinscher and this little tiny Chihuahua. Under a microscope, the DNA, to a scientist, 98% of it looks exactly the same. What makes all the difference is 2%.
Wow.
What's your 2%? There's 2% of you. 98%, we're all the same. We come with virtually the same makeup. But that 2% recipe makes you different than every other thing. It changes all of your attributes, all of your characteristics.
Wow.
And I love to help people celebrate their 2%. And that's the part of branding that allows you what makes you different than everyone else. Not the same. What makes me different than everyone else? So it's really like for you, it's the why. The love is the why. For Georgian, the joy is the why. So in every assignment, we have many assignments where mothers or sisters, mm-hmm. we're wives, we're employers, we're entrepreneurs. We have lots of different assignments. And so the what changes all the time, but the why is constant.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement to ignite faith and destiny across the globe. Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacey Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Souza, founder James Goh, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today, May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front line.
The what changes all the time, but the why is constant.
Right.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. And then as you empower, like as you can identify it first, once you identify it, then you can empower it.
Yes.
Because just through your life choices with saying, well, okay, I'm going to bake a cake today even.
Right.
So I'm going to do it with love or joy or whatever it
That's
is.
Right.
And I'm going to do it with intentionality, which was another subject that we discussed with you on another program. And that is so important to be able to do that because it'll bring so much life. It brings so much focus.
Yes. So it helps you everywhere you go with every person you encounter, with every conversation you have, with every task you do about your home. There's something in you that's, so for me, because encouragement is such a core value of my life, I am an encourager. So even when I'm at home vacuuming the floor or doing the dishes, there's something in me that's bringing encouragement to my family as I do that. I am there to lift. I'm there to elevate an experience and make whatever I touch, I want to leave it better than I found it.
Wow.
And that's just such a core value in me that it doesn't matter what the task is.
I love it.
That's what I'm bringing to the table. So I want to encourage you. There's something you have that you are bringing to the table people differently than every other person in the world. And it's special and it's unique and it's something God celebrates through you. And I just want you to start celebrating it in yourself so that whatever that is, it doesn't matter the task. It doesn't matter the assignment, the role you're carrying. You are bringing something unique, special to the table that reveals the identity of God in you. You have been marked. And I want you to start leaving fingerprints on purpose and not smudges.
There you go. I love that. Because fingerprints are identity.
Yes.
That's how they can tell who you are.
Yes.
Is those fingerprints. That's awesome. Now, I realize that a lot of you might be sitting there thinking, you know what? I've never even thought of this before. Honestly, I don't know who I am. Even while you're watching this program, would you start thinking, maybe get, a paper and pen out and start writing down thoughts about yourself, being able to identify certain things that you love, certain things that you do, there's certain passions, just write them down and see if there's things that are clearly, things that clearly identify you, that if people were to say about you, let's say 10 attributes, what would it be to try to zero in, to try to identify who you are. Wendy, can I ask you to give us an example of someone maybe that you've worked with that maybe was pretty nebulous about who they were, and you don't have to give names, of course, but
of course.
Nebulous about who they were, didn't know quite where they fit or how to be productive in life or whatever.
Right.
But through being marked, through understanding this process, what happened and how the change took place.
Okay, so one of the things I do with people is I actually do have a branding process I go through. And they go through a series, I have a branding profile that they go through. And it asks you a series of questions that just helps you keep drilling down over and over again into your passions, into the things you're really good at, your core competencies. What do I have to offer the world and who needs that? And where are those people located so that I can be celebrated? So the most unique thing it does is when you discover and you come into agreement with it, the level of confidence arises. And confidence attracts opportunities. Mm-hmm. Confidence attracts. So, for example, if I am a diamond ring and I meet someone and they are a diamond ring, but their whole life they have felt like that humility means I wrap it up in a little brown paper bag because I don't want to be proud.
Right.
Okay, but the people who are looking for a diamond ring and want to engage with that are not attracted to the brown
paper
bag.
Right, they don't want to see a brown paper bag.
So your whole life you felt rejected. Your gift has not been valued. It's been put on a table with French fries or anything else you'd find in a brown paper bag, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and no one has appreciated the diamond ring and you felt rejected and you haven't felt valued. But if we can discover, you know what, you're actually a diamond ring, let's put you in a velvet-lined black box.
Beautiful.
And suddenly you're showcased, and the lights are lighting up your brilliance, and the right people are suddenly attracted to you, the right opportunities, who want to put you on and wear you and try out your gifts. And so it's immediate affirmation of value when we can determine who we are and just start interacting with the world on purpose for that. So It's a matter, even marketing doesn't have to be sleazy or awful. It's just, this is who I am, this is what I have to offer, and this is how you connect with it if it's for you. And we don't have to shrink back. God asks us to fill our space. That was something he really helped me. Just fill your space, sweetheart. You don't have to puff up and try to be one bit of a thing you're not. But please don't shrink down and stop trying to be less than I made you. Just fill your space. And when people go through a branding experience, they learn how to just fill out their space. This is who I am. This is what I have to offer to the world. Now, who needs it? And so you've set yourself to go and attract the people who are looking for who you are anyway. And that just builds a cycle of affirmation. And you get more confident and more opportunities come. And rather than hiding into a package that just doesn't match who you are.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I have a word of knowledge right now for someone who's watching. And actually, I feel really emotional for you, is that you are sitting there thinking, you know, when I was young, I tried to step out and do things and I always got put down and I wore so much shame for being who I was that I just am hiding inside that shame to this very day. And I can feel the Father's compassion for you. And I just feel like, you know, just standing in the gap on behalf of those that put you down, that shamed you, that didn't allow you to be or to celebrate who you were. I just ask for forgiveness on their behalf because God always wanted you celebrated. He never wanted you put down. He always wanted you celebrated. And even right now, he's celebrating you. And he's saying, would you take his hand and just come forth and walk with him and come out of obscurity, because he has need of you. The beauty of who you are and the gifts of what he gave you and the heartbeat that is on the inside of you, he wants to showcase to the world. And if you'll say yes to him and not be afraid of the shame and not be afraid of the condemnation and everything that you've experienced in the past, but just walk out of that closet with your head held high and saying, my daddy loves me and I will give him what he's looking for. And I am free now to be, and I will walk forward in who I am. And it's going to take some bravery. It's going to take some courage, because it's hard when you've been put down. It's hard when you haven't been celebrated. It's hard when you put yourself out there and all the creativity within you and who you are, and you're made fun of or you're ridiculed or condemned. That is a really tough thing that we were never created for. But God has always had his eye on you, and he celebrates you beyond anything that you could ever imagine. And he just wants you to say yes. And I can feel that you're weeping right now. Yes, that's you. He's speaking to you. He picked you out of a whole crowd because he's in love with you. And he has great things for you to do. He's making you an influencer. And that's why the enemy had a good round on your life earlier. So take his hand right now and come forward, because he's marking you to be a blessing, to be a gift. Amen. I'm sure that there's many that maybe might fit in that category, yes. But you could feel the heart of God, yes. How he wants his children to be so celebrated.
And I want to share a story. It's a personal story about my son, and how all of us, you know, whatever identity God has given us, the enemy is quite aware. He probably knows better than we do unless we've looked for it. And he wants to twist it or manipulate it. So many times the very thing that people have poked you about or teased you or made fun of, one of my clients was always, her mother called her a professional student, because she just took one course after another, one degree after another, until she discovered God wired her to be a learner. And that broke something off of her. Well, with my son, as he was growing up, when he was a small child and moving into his teens, just constantly would tell lies. And as a mother's heart, I'm crushed, I'm broken. Why? Why is this happening, Lord? He's grown up. He knows better than this. You would confront him, what's going on. And of course, I'm always correcting him for being a liar. So the word liar is being spoken over him over and over again. So I had to ask the Lord, what's going on? And the key was, God told me, I made your son a storyteller. I've created him to tell stories. And he's brilliant with video and conducting. So the twist that the enemy had on him was to lie and hurt his credibility. And I didn't see, as a mother early, I didn't see that this was the gift of God emerging in him, was storyteller. What I saw was liar. So that might be a key for some of you, something that someone has continually called or spoken something over you that's made you feel a negative. And so you've shied away from that identity because you don't want to be connected with that. Like my friend who is a learner, God made her a learner, but because professional student, what are you going to do with all that education? Kept locking her down until she discovered that's who she was and how God created her. So maybe something's been spoken over you over and over again that's been painful and hurting. I'm telling you, that's just the twist of the enemy. He knows what your identity, he knows your destiny, and if he can just derail you from it and make you think that's a bad thing about you, most likely that's the very thing God wants to take. The areas where we have been the most bruised, where we have the most pain, often are exactly the area where God has called us to minister. Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, boy, I can feel the redemption on that one. For so many of you right now, did you feel that? And some of you, the lights are going on thinking, oh, my gosh, I've been told these things my whole life. Like, your son is actually involved in video production,
yes,
and all kinds of creative things now, because he realized this is what I was made for.
Yes.
And all those times in the past he was lying, he was actually living in his storytelling.
Exactly.
You know, so it's so beautiful. And she got the key from God himself. And you can get the key from God himself, because the same God that gave her the key can give you the key as well. I just feel that that's going to unlock so many lives.
It's such a blessing when we discover, again, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So many times, it's like someone comes to me in their 40s or 50s, and it's literally they lay all the broken pieces of their life down. I don't see how I can ever become, I don't know what to do with all of this. I've got this piece of my life and that broken, ragged edges and different colors. And here's the thing, God takes them all and turns them into a mosaic. All those broken shards and shattered pieces with odd edges, he makes this beautiful picture out of them. He puts them all together in a way we never could have. So I don't care who I encounter. I don't care how messed up your life is. I don't care if there's been divorce, if you've failed, if you've had bankruptcy. I don't care what your past is. God takes it and he puts them all together in a brand new picture neither you and I could ever have dreamed of in the first place. It doesn't matter what. He is such a God of redemption. You cannot mess up badly enough that he cannot redeem it. He can come and he can fix you and make an absolute masterpiece out of your mess. And I just want to encourage you right now. I don't care how bad it feels or how many pieces you feel can't go together. The God of all creation can put it together and make a work of art out of your life right now.
And I want to say a big amen. So be it. God has so much purpose and so much to do through you and for you and in you. It's a beautiful adventure of life, and he has marked you for love. He's marked you for goodness. If you want more information and maybe want to connect with Wendy, even for some life coaching or some personal branding, you can see the website on your screen right now and contact her, and I know that she'll be able to help you because God wants you to be just living in the fullness of all that he has for you. Did you know that you truly are loved with an everlasting love? You really, really are. And God wants you to hold that to your heart deeper than anything else and go and share it with someone else this week. And we'll see you next time. God bless you. God tonight is commissioning you with a mantle. This company of women is going to be raised up and seen in the earth, and you will be marked.
You're about to experience the fire of God in a purifying way.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement.
All of the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the living God.
To ignite faith and destiny across the globe.
God is looking for some people who will say, God, I am ready. He is looking for you.
Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacey Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Souza, founder James Gall, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone here tonight that identifies with this great company of women?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today. May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front lines.
God has a plan to set the nations in order. And you're part of that plan.
Draw your sword. I say you have fought too long with the shield of faith. Now draw the sword and enforce the word.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?